Hello.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh, happy Thursday, gang.
Good morning, team. How are we feeling?
Great. And what a week it's been weather-wise. Guys, I'm sorry to bang on about the weather. I know that's a boring topic, but wowee.
Is it boring when it's this good? I don't know.
No, I agree. I don't know why the weather gets such a bad rap about a conversation topic. When it's good, don't you just want to be uplifted by it and make everyone feel on the same level as the sunshine?
I caught up with a friend yesterday and the start of the conversation between two males was, how good's this weather been? Oh, so hot, so good, yeah. How about the nights?
is this a new friend?
No, it's a mate I've known for a while.
Oh, I was going to say, this is sound like new friend territory. You're feeling each other out, safe topic.
When a couple of blokes catch up for the first time in a while and they see each other, it's always feeling each other out. You start with the simple things. Sport's one of the top ones that comes in.
It's funny you say that. I caught up with, after spin yesterday, I caught up with a mate. You might know her. Her name's Tegan Martin. But anyway, we were literally...
Oh, all right, do you want me to pick that name up?
Mate, could you hand it back to me so I can do it again? No, this is the thing. It's funny, the same thing. Some friends you get and you've been with each other for 2 minutes and we'd already started talking about some really heavy stuff and you kind of go, whoa, let's start again.
It's
a beautiful sunny day. Why have we gone straight to this really grim stuff? So it can go either way, can't it?
It very much can.
How was Teagsy?
Very good. Very good to see her. Out in Warners Bay by the water. Lovely afternoon. Nice place to have a juice.
To Warners.
Warners.
And how is your mate? I'm going to say Jimmy.
Jimmy was great. It was good to see Jimmy. It was lovely. Yeah, I went to the Prince, had a few beers.
Oh, nice.
On the deck there in the afternoon sun. Why wouldn't you?
Which friend did you catch up with yesterday, Gilly?
Two. Yep. Harriet and Otis.
How were they?
Are these your 3-year-old
friends? Were they still
wild?
Good. Yeah, so apparently they saw a helicopter and it didn't land, but it was flying very high and very low and they were looking for fairies.
Oh. In your
day,
they
find any?
They said they didn't find fairies because they were in the water swimming.
Oh, God. Sweet.
Well, you tell them to rein it in. That's a bit of a wild story.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Settle down. Yeah. It's a bit much for a midweek
story. Are they on something?
No, I mean, I took it at face value. I assumed that that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
At their day at daycare.
Very trusting.
Totally.
And it's going to be 29 today, guys.
What?
29 degrees. So if the fairies are going to swim, it's got to be today.
Keep an eye out.
Oh, it's so dangerous in this heat. You just want to have a few drinks and go to the beach and just call it. It was Wednesday and I was like, may as well be Friday. You know what I mean, guys?
I know. Thank you for showing up today then.
Honestly, there was a chance there yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock where I was like, nah, I'm a no-go tomorrow.
We bought a bottle of red last week. We like to have a glass on Fridays. Yeah. And now, looking at this week, I'm like, red wine.
Oh, yeah. No.
Too hot.
Oh, are you a frosé family? Make a couple of frosés.
What's
for
a
your frosé? Like a frozen rosé?
Yeah.
Like a slushy.
Are not.
Like a slushy with rosé.
It's a slushy. You know what? I go get slushies and I just put vodka in the slushy.
Mate, if I know Nick Gill, and I think I do, let's get him a frosé machine.
You'd love a bit of a frosé.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Install that onto your kitchen
bench. A few cocky teas with you and the fairies with the kids. You know, that'd be fun.
Little umbrella.
Oh, little umbrella would be so cute.
Seeing lots of fairies by the end of using the frosé machine.